The need for drugs and alcohol, or for the money to buy them, can drive addicts to robbery, domestic violence, and other crimes. Many people consider jail time the best way to keep them from committing more offenses. But an innovative program that focuses on addiction recovery is proving more successful than incarceration at rehabilitating addicts and reducing repeat crimes.
So, you too, you got a job.
Yeah.
Great. One thing we talked about last time was anxiety, and starting a new job is a great thing to focus on. How are you doing with that?
Okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
While this might sound like a therapist talking with a client, it's actually a conversation between a judge and a criminal. Dressed in her official black robes, sitting at her judge's bench at the Boulder, Colorado County Courthouse, Carol Glowinski speaks with a woman who's been convicted of crimes driven by her drug and alcohol addiction. To avoid jail, the woman has chosen to enroll in this integrated treatment court. The 15-month program is similar to probation, with drug and sobriety tests and addiction counseling, but with an important difference. Usually, therapists must keep their conversations with clients confidential. In integrated treatment cases, Glowinski says they may speak openly with her, the probation officers, and other members of the team.
Oh, it's the heart of the model, is that you get a full picture of, you know, a lot of people with addictions are good at deception, and the model doesn't let you get away with it since we all talk every couple of weeks.
This team approach also leads to more supportive courtroom conversations.
How about the sobriety piece? How are you managing that right now?
I'm sober.
Yes, I know. So how are you doing that?
I'm just get really scared to go back to jail, so that's how I disappear.
Okay. Early on, having a really concrete thing like jail helps people stay clean.
Yeah.
About a dozen people sit in the courtroom spectator section listening. Each is an addict who's been convicted of a crime. Each will have a turn to talk with Judge Glowinski.
You know, these early stages are really hard, and you already accomplished a lot by keeping sober and finding a part-time job. It's great.
Thank you.
But hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me give you something here.
Glowinski gives the woman a gift card for movie tickets, a small reward for her progress so far. Recovered addicts say they often cherish these tokens from the judge. But that sort of incentive makes some law enforcement officers cringe.
Within the law enforcement community, both the DA's office and the police, they called it hug a thug.
Deputy District Attorney Debbie Welsh prosecutes people accused of crimes. She points out that those gifts are being given to those who've been convicted.
Some of them have stolen items from people and owe them restitution. And the thought of handing this person a $20 gift card when they still owe a victim $2,000 can really grate on you, at least as an initial reaction.
But as a member of Boulder's 4-year-old integrated treatment team, Welsh has become a fan. Compared to standard probation, she says this model is more successful at helping addicts stay sober, get a job, and follow through on paying restitution. And its graduates are 35% less likely to commit another crime compared to people sentenced to prison or probation.
I never relapsed, and I owe that to the people that had great faith in me.
August Turner was an addict who spent 30 years in and out of jail until 3 years ago when he signed up for Boulder's Integrated Treatment Court.
I am different now. I'm the person that I probably always wanted to be.
Turner has paid back $20,000 in restitution he owed for previous crimes. He now holds a full-time job, and he's become a leader for programs throughout the county that help addicts stay clean and sober.
So many of the people in jail are in jail with the underlying issue of some sort of substance abuse.
Boulder Sheriff Joe Pelley says that by reducing repeat offenses, the integrated treatment court makes the county safer, and it saved money.
When I became sheriff, the jail numbers were growing at an average of around 4 or 5% per year. Since we've done integrated treatment court and a mental health program and a number of other things, that growth in jail rate has stabilized. People are still committing crimes, but they're being treated differently. as a result, they tend not to come back as frequently.
He shrugs off criticisms that the integrated treatment model is soft on criminals.
Yeah, it might be. And maybe that's why it works.
The National Drug Court Institute reports that over 2,000 courts follow this model in the U.S. Worldwide, 10 countries now have similar courts. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Boulder, Colorado.